hands down the best restaurant in New Smyrna Beach, and arguably one of the best restaurants in Central Florida, is the Spanish River Grill. This is just terrific food, a little bit of a Cuban influence, Spanish, of course. And we're really excited about the owners. Chef Henry Salgado is going to open up a place at East End Market here in Orlando.
Chocos, right?
Chocos Kitchen. But in the meantime, if you're over in New Smyrna Beach, stop in at Spanish River Grill.
What's the best thing on the menu there?
Whatever he's doing with fresh fish, grab it. They're the type of restaurant where the menu is going to be changing quite a bit depending on what's in season, what's fresh. And so it's hard to recommend a specific dish, but if it's fresh fish, go for it. The Spanish River Grill is kind of a nice upscale. Nothing on the beach is really too dressy. But if you want to get really grungy on the beach, JB's Fish Camp, a little bit farther down the road. This is the Florida tradition of fish camps, where ostensibly people go there to launch their boats, go out, grab some fish, and then come back for a few beers. I don't think I've ever seen anybody actually fishing at JB's Fish Camp. But you go, you have some fried clams, some oysters maybe. Maybe, and definitely those beers.
Now, is it for tourists or is it for locals? Who goes there?
You're going to find a lot of locals at JB's Fish Camp. And, of course, the locals talk it up. And so it's going to be a good mix of tourists and locals. But it's a real favorite for the people who live here.
And it's not going to burn a hole in your wallet?
Oh, no. We're talking cheap eats.
How much?
You could probably get something to eat for under 10 bucks.
Wow. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Then Daytona Beach Shores. Here is an upscale restaurant called Azure. It's at the Shores in Daytona Beach Shores. This one has a gorgeous setting. You're in this resort overlooking the beach, and it's just one of the nicer places you're going to find in the Central Florida beach area.
Now, when you're eating beachside, can you expect to be eating locally caught fish, or would the fish come from somewhere else?
You know, there was a time when probably that was true and the fish was going to be frozen even, but now there isn't a restaurant that would dare to not have something local on the menu. Certainly, they're probably going to supplement it with some things that are flown in simply because they can't always get the supply that they need. Mm-hmm. But if it's not touted as fresh, ask about it, because you definitely want to support the local fishers.
Okay, where else is good?
I spend a lot of time in Cape Canaveral area and Cocoa Beach, so starting at the port at Cape Canaveral, there's a fun little honky-tonk called Grills, and I go there for a burger instead of fish. They make a really terrific burger. You go at night, and there's probably going to be a band playing. It gets a little raucous. It's a fun way to spend an evening over at Cape Canaveral. If you want something a little bit more of a dining experience, go down to Cocoa Beach to Heidelberg, which is a terrific little German restaurant. It's been there for a long, long time. Have some good German food and then go next door to Heidi's Jazz Club for a little entertainment. And it's just a terrific way to spend an evening. If you want to have the beach experience, a block away from Heidelberg is Coconuts on the Beach. You can go there, have the burger, maybe a fish sandwich, sweet potato fries. But it's fun just to sit there and people watch, because you're looking over the beach, and it's just a terrific parade of humanity.